It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingling.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hope you had a great weekend. I know I went to lots of holiday parties and went to a cookie swap, so now I have an abundance of cookies that I really don't need. And you know, the people hosting the party had this big scale right by where they had all the cookies displayed. I said, that's not right. You're not supposed to remind me of the consequences of this. But it was a lot of fun. And speaking of fun, I'm very pleased to have in the studio with me this morning Terrence Gross with Gross and Schuster, who is going to tell us a little bit about how we can have a wonderful time tomorrow. Good morning, Terry.
Good. Yeah, most people know I've been on this station for quite some time, and I've been a lawyer for 45 years, and I really feel like I've gotten a lot out of it, and we love giving something back to the public, and we also look at the less fortunate. Most of us take for granted, you know, all the things we do at Christmas, the shopping, the food, the overeating, the extra weight we gain, and then there's others that are just looking for their next meal. So we started, maybe about 10 years ago. If you know where my office is, it's on the corner of Palo Fox and Cervantes. I do like to cook, and we just started throwing out grills and fryers and whatever, and we started cooking for the less fortunate. And it's funny that we don't advertise it much, and yet, yeah, it's the word of mouth. These people, I guess they all have cell phones, but they'll come dribbling in, all of a sudden be a horde. But we expect to probably feed over 100 people tomorrow. We're gonna be serving food from 11 a.m. to 2. And some of our friends come too, so it's not just all less fortunate. So some of the people from the station come down, and just people popping in. And it's a good chance if you want to see the inside of the building. It's an historic building. It was built in 1915.
It's such a beautiful building right in the corner there.
It's the Board of Health.
Yeah, is that what it was originally?
It was a county building. It was a county building all the way up to Ivan.
Really? Because yeah, so, I've wondered what that built, because it looks kind of magnificent.
Yeah, it does. Has a nice looks structure. Like a courthouse.
Yeah, it looks very, almost like, actually looks like a temple or a church, really.
Yeah, it's limestone pillars. I mean, it's built, it's rock solid. It's hard to even hang anything in there because of the concrete walls.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So no sheetrock in that building.
how old is it, do you think?
1915, it was the Board of Health. And then there's a rumor, I don't have it confirmed, it's the rumor is that it could have been the mortuary at some point.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you have ghosts?
We don't know that. When I was a young man, in the early 70s, it was the Tourist Information Center.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then it had the sign up there. And yeah. I have a picture of it with Tourist Information Center. And then in the late years, it became like the community drug and alcohol rehabilitation
rehab place.
And then Ivan hit, and I think they got a lot of water damage, and then nobody did anything. So it sat for 2 or 3 years, and finally a contractor stole it, and then he renovated it. And then I was his retirement account. I wanted that building bad, and I paid a hefty price, but we love it. I'm in there with my three sons, and they're
that's
my law
right.
partners.
Yeah. I think it's amazing that your sons followed in your footsteps. I really do. I think that's
crazy.
So unique today to have that happen.
Yeah, it's crazy, and So we have a great family atmosphere. So what we do is we set up here at 11, and we'll be doing burgers, hot dogs, chicken. Now friends are helping. So I got one of my neighbors. He really makes a great thing of chili. He's going to make a tremendous
vat. Oh, now you're talking.
Of chili.
Uh-oh.
And we also, my daughter helped us start this. She's also part of my firm. She does our social media. My daughter's going to be handing out little toothpaste kits. And
little healthy things you can, things like
that. For them to take away.
Nice.
Because some of these people are less fortunate. It looks like we're gonna have good weather.
Yeah, it's supposed to be gorgeous in the 70s today and tomorrow.
That'd be great.
Good timing on that.
And we'll just cook as many as we can. So
you're gonna have the grills out there?
Well, we'll have them out there. We keep them in the back. We have, and so we'll bring them out. We have it all set up. We have a tent. We have the whole bit. And we've done this so many times now. We got it pretty wired. We got some people that help. We've also started giving away clothes now. So people,
oh, wow.
Even friends drop off clothes they don't need or want.
And, do you want anybody to drop things off if they have something?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you have extra clothes, especially warm clothes as winter's approaching.
Jackets maybe would be good. Extra jackets, things like that.
Absolutely.
That would be good. Socks.
Yeah.
I heard blankets. I have a friend that works with the homeless.
Anything.
And blankets are really in need. The small ones, you know, the little ones that you can just kind of carry with you.
Yeah.
So those are good choices.
And a lot of times people are talkative and they'll sort of start telling you their story and whatever. So it goes in waves, but, some city workers come by.
Right. So 11 to 2 tomorrow, and your office is right on the corner of Palafox and Cervantes.
Yes.
You can't miss it. It's a big, beautiful building right there on the southwest or northwest corner right there.
Correct.
So you can't miss it. Yep. So this is 11 to 2, barbecue hosted by Gross & Schuster, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you have a question for Terrence Gross this morning, he's going to be with us for the whole half hour. So the number here is 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Someone just texted in, where is it? What's the date and time? So again, 11 to 2, and it is from, it'll be at the actual law firm right there on the corner.
Palafox and Cervantes, which is technically 803 North Palafox.
Okay, that's the exact address, 803 North Palafox. But you can't miss it, and y'all will be out front, you said, with a tent, so you have everything set up. So it sounds like it's a block party.
Right.
It's going to be a block party for the whole block and more.
And our neighbor, we have a business next door. They come over, and we feed them, all their staff. And
when did you all start doing this?
Well, we moved in that building in 2010, so I probably started about 2014, so about 10 years.
Inspired you to do it? It's kind of different. It's a little different.
I just like to cook. I cook. I came here in 1965, and my uncle owned Chick's Barbecue, for those old-timers. And so at 11 years old, I was working 8 hours a day at Chick's Barbecue.
No kidding.
Making $5 a day.
No kidding.
I took it all in silver, by the way. I got a great silver collection.
Wow.
And I learned how to fry. It was just me and another man. I was 11 years old, and
it was on
the beach. And they had a Chick's right at the pier at Casino Beach.
Yeah.
And we were right there, and I got an hour break to go swimming every day. And
I go swimming
and come back.
Oh, my goodness.
So forth. But anyway, so I can cook for the masses. So like even the house, like frying fish or whatever, I have no problem cooking for 100 people.
I'm going to keep you in mind next time I have a party.
I don't even get stressed out.
Well, I'm noticing I don't have any breakfast here or any kind of, samples of your cooking yet.
Right,
so,
right. So we actually go, you think of Sam's, but we actually get the Angus burgers, which are
those are so good. Yeah. Those are good. So you're not buying the cheap stuff then?
No, not at all.
Because those are good.
And some of the cheap ones are a hazard to that.
Exactly.
And it seems like hot dogs aren't as in. So we started putting in grilled chicken breast, and they were a big hit last year.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
good. So I'm probably going to have less hot dogs, more chicken breasts.
That sounds good. All right. From 11 to 2 at their offices right on the corner of Palafox and Cervantes. And we're going to chat a little bit more about what's happening for the holidays coming up right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep's Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, talking with Terrence Gross from Gross & Schuster all about the big event they're having tomorrow, just in time for the holidays. If you've got a question, and it doesn't necessarily have to be about the party, could also be a law question, you are free to text in or call at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. The time of the event is 11 to 2, December 17th. And it's going to be at the corner.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. I know. I'm sneaking up on me. I can't believe it.
Right.
The 17th. Oh, my gosh. It's really wonderful that you're doing that. I saw an interesting thing on the news over the weekend, one of the news shows. There was a gentleman that is a multimillionaire, and I guess he does this every year. He takes $100,000 in $100 bills, And he goes out into the community and he gives individuals $100 bills. So this year he went up to North Carolina, where a lot of people have been hurt by the hurricane, and they showed clips of him, and he wouldn't let his face, so I don't know who, I have no idea who this is, but went up to people, just knocked on their doors, that people had damage to their houses, somebody that was out in the yard that was cleaning up, and just walked up and said, here's four $100 bills. Would that help you? And the looks on people's faces was just, it was incredible. What a generous, sweet, sweet thing to do. So a lot of those kinds of things are happening right now during the holidays. So things like this, to me, you don't know who will benefit. You don't know who you're helping that could make the difference in their day, their week, by hosting an event like this.
Oh, and we let them take stuff. We actually have go packages like the Styrofoam.
Yes.
And they load up their knapsacks and whatever, because who knows when their next meal will be for a lot of these people. And of course, we do have a lot of homeless in the Pittsburgh area, especially, you know, I'm on the fringe of the downtown.
That's right.
So we see a lot of the walkers.
Well, you're kind of near where Mana Food Pantry's at. There's a lot of places over there.
A lot of
there.
Foot traffic.
Yes, yeah, that are over there. In that area too.
And so we'll see. But as far as cooking, so I'm Jewish, and we are starting our early Hanukkah celebration. So yesterday we got together a team of about 40 of us, and we fried latkes, which are potato pancakes, not hash browns.
I've had latkes. I love them. So good.
And, so we fried 550 latkes yesterday morning.
Where are my latkes? You didn't bring it to me this morning, Sherry.
So
gosh.
I ate five
what is
of those,
wrong with you?
I ate five of them, and I thought I was just going to blow up. I could feel
this. I haven't had those in years. They're so good.
Meanwhile, because I'm a fisherman too, I brought a lot of my select fish with me. So at the very end, I had all this hot oil.
Oh my
goodness! And I put in red snapper, triggerfish, and amberjack, and we fried that up. And people went nuts on it. I had commercial quantities, and it was gone like in 15 minutes.
Wow!
And tonight we had a older gentleman in our congregation, unfortunately, passed away. And another Jewish tradition is, it's called a shiva.
Yep.
And a shiva is what you guys would call a wake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a celebration of life.
You sit shiva is what I remember.
Well, you sit shiva, but then there's also the shiva where you kind of just nosh. You eat.
Mm-hmm. Nosh, yeah.
You drink and eat and celebrate the life. And we're doing that tonight. So I'm going back to my office today. I'm on the way. I'm going to go to Fresh Market and Sam's, and I'm going to get two big salmon halves. I'm smoking salmon today.
Oh, my goodness.
For the shiva tonight, and then I'll be cooking. So anyway, so I do a lot of cooking. And
I have not seen.
Yeah, so
that is fantastic. So are you going to have any leftover salmon tomorrow?
I doubt it. I think it'll be inhaled tonight.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, so it'll be a fun time. I know Jeff Wayne from the station pops by here. Howard Seaton sometimes pops by. Other people from other radio stations. Mike Bates, who used to work here and used to own EBY.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Of course.
He'll probably drop by. And anyway, so friends of the community and whatever. And it's just a mixture of people.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, yeah, so we really look forward to it. I'm glad we're getting the word out, and we'll probably be contacting, you know, Loaves and Fishes and Waterfront Rescue Mission today, dropping
That's
off leaflets.
Good. Yeah. That's really good. Well, Communities Caring Christmas, hats off to them this past weekend with WEAR. Thousands and thousands of bikes and toys and clothing for all these kids that are in the foster care system, Children's Home Society. It was just spectacular. I had a chance to go over there Friday and help sort things out, help sort the clothes. And they do all the different age ranges from zero all the way up to teenage. And the generosity of this community is really, really unbelievable.
Well, you were talking about that, and it made me think there is a gentleman in Gulf Breeze. I think he's a retired owner of an electrician or something.
Okay.
And every December, he goes down to the city office and asks who is delinquent on their utility bill, and he pays all those utility bills.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it's like 25,000 or something.
Oh, it would have to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he pays a lot of people's, if they're delinquent, on their utilities.
Wow. I love that. Yeah, I really love
he's
that.
He's been doing that for several years now.
Well, it's definitely a way to get in the spirit of the holidays because you can be a secret Santa.
Right.
And last year, I probably won't be doing it this year, but I had a chance. There were a couple people that I knew that needed little something cheering up. So I got those little mini Christmas trees.
Right.
And just left them on the doorstep.
That's nice.
Which they have no idea where they came from, which is just so fun to me. It's like I get more of a thrill out of doing things like that anonymously
right.
than I do anymore by putting my name on it.
Right. Exactly. I get it. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. Well, I have a good friend that says it's in the expression of love that I am healed.
Well, it is that time of year. And even though I've told you I'm Jewish, I believe in the Christmas spirit and the mm-hmm. giving. And we all look back and we're happy to you look at. You know, made it through the year healthy, maybe, and
it's been a challenging year for a lot of people.
True, and anyway, so, but it's a time to celebrate, and of course with our office, and thank, and it's a good camaraderie thing. So even if you came by tomorrow, you'll see my team. It's the paralegals,
right?
Out there serving. They've embraced it, and
that's
they're
awesome.
A big help. And we
That's
just
awesome.
Keep one or two people inside the building just to answer the phones. But other than that, everybody's outside serving and helping.
And it's going to be a gorgeous day, too. We're talking on Pep Talk this morning with Terrence Gross with Gross & Schuster about the big event tomorrow. We're going to be back with some more details and a few more things to chat about just in a couple minutes right after the break on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620. Chatting here this morning with Terrence Gross, or Terry Gross, with Gross and Schuster about a big event tomorrow for our community. Okay, so someone may have just joined us. They're just getting their first cup of coffee. I'm jealous. Tell us a little bit, Terry, about what's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be serving food from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., to friends of Gross and Schuster and a lot of our less fortunate people. We get a lot of foot traffic around our law firm, you know, the downtown area. And, you know, we just try to give something back to the community. So we'll be grilling on our front steps. You'll see the grills set up, the tents set up.
Smoke.
And, you can smell us a couple blocks away if you're not sure. It's 803 North Palafox, which is the corner of Palafox and Savannies. Anybody wants to come inside and just check out the inside of the building. It's got a lot of history, built in 1915, was the Board of Health, and we've owned it since 2010 and have maintained it. And it's certainly a historical structure. And anyway, we like to have people visit, and it's going to be myself and my three sons and our staff.
Oh, I love hearing the history of that building because, as I mentioned earlier, every time I drive by, it's a beautiful building, and it definitely is. I love the architecture of it, but it's right there in the corner, so you're not going to be able to miss it. And if you know somebody that might be in need, and you can kind of say, hey, they're having this little party, you're welcome to come. I mean, just let people know that you might know that might benefit from something
sure.
like this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course, if you have an extra jacket, maybe an extra blanket, I love that you're going to do the little packages of like toothpaste, maybe deodorant, little things.
Whatever.
People that might need for health and that kind of thing. So that's going to be a really nice thing too.
Great.
So do you do this? Is this one time a year kind
Once
of thing?
Once a year.
Once
yeah.
a year. Okay.
This time for the holidays. Yeah.
Well, I can't believe that tomorrow is December 17th.
That's why.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow, Tuesday, 11 to 2. And come on out. They're going to have a great time. And by the way, December 18th, I have that in my head, is the last day to mail packages for the holidays to get there on time, just so you know. The post office just sent that out. So I can't believe December 18th is coming up on Wednesday. Wow. Where does the time go? I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you
for
being here.
I'll see people tomorrow. Whoever shows up, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time here. So, again, thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning. Terrence Gross with Gross & Schuster. Again, they're going to be having their holiday celebration right in the front of the building on 805 Palafox? 803 Palafox Street, corner of Palafox and Cervantes.